This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. Today inshallah I'll be sharing with you a dua that is a dua of optimism from Surah Al-Kahf. In the middle of telling the story, the opening section of Surah Al-Kahf introduces the Qur'an, and right after that Allah Azza wa Jalla starts talking about this remarkable story of young people that escaped from their town and went into hiding into a cave because the fact that they believed in only one God was enough of a crime that they should be executed in their community. And so they went into hiding, and Allah Azza wa Jalla miraculously put them to sleep for several hundred years. And in the middle of that story, Allah stops telling the account of what happened with them and switches his attention to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says to him, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا. Don't you ever dare say about anything that I'm definitely going to do this or this or this tomorrow. In other words, don't ever guarantee what you're going to do in the future, ever. إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ, except that Allah wills it. In other words, add the clause, I'm going to do this tomorrow, I have serious intention to do this, inshallah, if Allah wills it. This is not the dua we're doing today, but regardless, it's important to mention that normally in our culture now, when we say inshallah, which we mean by that, it's probably not going to happen. So we've changed the meaning of the term. So if somebody says, hey, you come in tomorrow to the meeting? Inshallah. Which probably means no. That's your Islamic way of saying no. But actually, inshallah is supposed to not take away your resolve for doing things, nor is it an insurance policy against other people, so that when you make a commitment to them and say, I'll see you at 5 o'clock, and then you don't show up, and you say, well, I did say inshallah, didn't I? No, you don't get to do that. That's not what the purpose of that is. It's actually a humility that the future belongs in Allah's hands. And whatever commitments I make, of course I'm still obligated to them. But, and whatever resolve I have, whatever, you know, I'm determined to accomplish, you should have goals for tomorrow. You should have a schedule. You should have things that you want to, your targets you want to meet, you know, and there are deadlines that you want to meet for yourself, if not for work or school, but even for yourself. I'm going to do this tomorrow, this tomorrow, this tomorrow. But at the end of all of that, you acknowledge that my intentions, my motivation, my capability, even my past track record are not enough to accomplish something tomorrow. At the end of the day, Allah Azza wa Jalla wills it, and maybe something will get in the way, and that's okay. If that happens, I'll be okay. If Allah intervenes in some way and I'm not able to do what I was hoping to do, I'll be content with the will of Allah. That's actually inshallah. That it's not an exception to your intentions. It's actually acknowledging that we plan, but Allah is a better planner than we are. And His will and our will, sometimes they go hand in hand. But sometimes His will and our will don't go hand in hand. Right? So that's illa an yasha'Allah. But then Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions something more. He says, وَذْكُرْ رَبَّكَ إِذَا نَسِيتْ. Mention your master when you forget. Mention Allah when you forget. Remember Allah when you forget. In other words, often when we don't say that or we don't mean it, there's two things, saying inshallah and meaning inshallah. Saying inshallah, if you speak about the future and you forgot to say inshallah, and then you hung up, hey, I'll call you tomorrow. Okay, bye. Assalamu alaikum. And you hung up, and then 5 minutes later, oh, I didn't say I'll call you tomorrow inshallah. So at the time you say it, it's okay. You don't have to call them back and say, by the way, I was going to add inshallah. They don't need to hear it. You're talking to Allah. Right, so you just declared whatever you remember Allah. But that's in the words. But there's also actually the meaning. At the moment you made a commitment, but in your heart and in my mind, in my consciousness, I wasn't actually thinking that Allah Azza wa Jalla is in control. I even though I said it with my tongue, I wasn't feeling that. And I should make dhikr of Allah when I forget that, and I remind myself later on. And then Allah mentions this very powerful dua, which is a statement of optimism. That has many, many lessons in it, and really that's the one I wanted to focus on today. وَقُلْ عَسَىٰ أَن يَهْدِيَنِي رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا. This is what's taught to our Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and say the following. عَسَىٰ أَن يَهْدِيَنِي رَبِّي. Perhaps my master is going to guide me. Hopefully, my master is going to guide me. عَسَىٰ is actually words of optimism, hopefully. So already what Allah is teaching us is that a believer should have hope of better things in the future. We should not be thinking about the future in terms of things are only going to get worse. No matter how much worse things were getting before, you should have a positive outlook about the future. First of all, it's not in your hands. And second of all, because it's in Allah's hands, you have hope with Him, asa. Now, what's the best thing? You know, maybe it's work, maybe it's home, maybe it's whatever issue that you're going through and you're trying to resolve something into your future, something you're trying to accomplish in, you know, in business, personal life, whatever else. The most important thing you're going to need is guidance. If you have guidance, everything else will work out. So the dua is asa an yahdiyani rabbi. Hopefully my master will guide me. Hopefully my Rabb will guide me. He'll give me guidance. And that means, doesn't just in Islam, anything I do, I want to make guided decisions. My optimism, my hope is that whatever decisions, whatever choices come my way, Allah Azza wa Jal will guide me to the right choice, to the better choice. But that's not where the dua ends. عَسَىٰ أَن يَهْدِيَنِي رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا. These are some of the most profound words about the future in the Qur'an and our thoughts about what guidance means. What does it mean to have guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal? You see, the first thing I want to explain to you, it's a little bit of Arabic, but it's okay. You'll forget after 20 minutes and that's fine. Li is a harf and ila is a harf. They say ukhtan. The two words are li and ila. Ila means two. Ila in Arabic means two. And li means all the way to. So lam is harful ghaya. It goes to the very, very end. So if I pointed you towards something, or I guided you towards something, I would use the word ila. But if I guided you all the way to the end of something, then I wouldn't use ila, I would use li. When believers are being guided to the straight path, that's ila. يَهْدِيهِمْ إِلَىٰ طَرِيقٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ إِلَىٰ طَرِيقٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. When believers make it all the way to Jannah, because that's our destination, they say, Alhamdulillah الَّذِي هَدَانَا. They don't say هَدَانَا إِلَىٰ هَذَا. They say هَدَانَا لِهَذَا. اللَّهُمْ لِلْغَايَةِ. We made it all the way to Jannah. Alhamdulillah, the one who guided us all the way to this. Now, come back to this ayah. عَسَىٰ أَن يَهْدِيَنِي رَبِّي لِي أَقْرَبَ. لَا إِلَىٰ أَقْرَبَ لِي أَقْرَبَ. The lam is for ghaya, which means, whatever Allah is talking about, I'm hoping Allah guides me all the way. Like it's the final goal. That's the final goal. Now that's the first bit of vocabulary here. But then the strange word that's used is closer. أَقْرَبَ is a simtafdeel, which means not the closest, but closer. So let me give you a visual so you appreciate the lesson in this dua. Or this statement. Here's where I am, here's my destination. And I took one step, I got a little closer. I got one another step, I got a little closer. I took another step, I got a little closer. Each of these steps, is that a destination or is that just one step? That's just one step. That's not my destination. If I made it all the way here, then I would use li, because I made it all the way to the end. But Allah says in this dua, or He teaches the Prophet ﷺ, every single step is a destination. Think of every step as your final destination and towards guidance. Why? Why in the world? He taught us something so profound about guidance. You don't know how long you're going to live. I don't know how long I'm going to live. And we don't know if we have another 30 years, 20 years, or 20 minutes. We don't know. So if I, in these 20 minutes that I have left, Allah knows, if I took one step, I should take that step as though it's my final step. I should take it as my ultimate goal, as if I'm not intimidated by everything else. I'll give you another example to help you understand this. You know, kids that memorize the Qur'an, especially when they start out, they go into the program, and some kid's been memorizing for 6 months, some kid's been memorizing for a whole year, and this kid started day one, day two, and he's only done it for a week. And you know what the kids do? They're memorizing, and they hold the number of pages that they memorize like this, and then they look at this part, and then they compare, oh my God, I know nothing. And the kids have memorized half, they're like, you know, they're always looking at what more have I not done. It's intimidating, you understand? I only did this little, there's this much left. When somebody starts learning about deen, you know, study of Qur'an is an endless ocean. Maybe you start learning a little bit about the Arabic language or studying the Qur'an. Oh, I only know a little bit about the Fatiha. I don't even know all of Baqarah. Oh my God, Ali Imran, and then Nisa, and then Maidah, and then there's so much left that I don't know. There's so much knowledge that I don't have. And you start worrying about, how am I ever going to get to the destination? How am I ever going to know everything? Some people are really into memorizing the vocabulary of the Qur'an. Man, I don't know all the words, and even if I do, I forget. For all of those people, think about not just in terms of seeking knowledge, but seeking knowledge is a dimension of this. Every step you take is a goal. If you sat there trying to spend some time understanding Allah's book, those minutes that you spent, you accomplished a goal. You don't say, yeah, I did it, but there's so much more left. Don't worry about the so much more left. Today, think of it as the goal accomplished. You know? And what that does for every believer is they learn to enjoy their journey. That getting closer is their goal. Not getting to the end, just getting closer is your final goal. Did I do something better than where I was yesterday? Did I make a little bit more progress today than I did yesterday? Is that the case? And if I did, I've accomplished a goal. I hope that Allah Azza wa Jalla will guide me to get closer to Him in terms of being upright, in terms of being guided, than I was before. Just give me one more step. Just give me one more step. And you know what? So long as you've taken a step, some people are 1,000 steps ahead of you. Some people are miles ahead of you. Some people are 1 inch ahead of you. Some people are behind you. You no longer care. All you compare yourself is where you were yesterday and where you are today. You no longer compare yourself to anyone else. You know what happens inside a classroom sometimes? There's some, you know, I've been teaching a very long time. Lecturing is different, teaching is different. When you're teaching in a class, and some students always, the teacher half asks the question, he's already raised his hand. And he's constantly raising his hand. And the person next to him starts feeling really inferior in their intelligence. It's like, this guy knows all the answers, even before the teacher asks. And then, in the beginning you're impressed. Then later on in the school year, you're trying to figure out how to assassinate this guy during the recess, because he makes you look so bad every time. You start comparing, and then you start comparing yourself to them and saying, well, they got a 90, they got 100 on the test, I only got a 70, and you start feeling inferior. But wait, on the first test you got a 40, and now you're getting a 70. You made huge progress, but you don't see that anymore because you're comparing yourself to someone else. You think because you're comparing yourself to them, you're a loser. You understand? Allah Azza wa Jal gave this profound dua so that we learn that when we stop looking at others, we look at ourselves, and we're optimistic that Allah will show us progress at our own pace, in our own way. Some people will take giant steps, some people will take little steps, some people will go very fast, some people will go slow, and that's okay, so long as they are making progress. So long as they're doing that. I'm reminded of someone, a friend of mine, who wanted to learn to recite the Qur'an. And he's from a Maryland area, and he's not an Arab, he's all American. You know, and he can't pronounce the words. And he traveled abroad to try to learn. And he spent 6 months getting through أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. His sheikh would not give him ijazah and let him get to بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم because أعوذ أوزو أعوذ أزوزو أعوذ, you know, and he couldn't do it. 6 months. And after 6 months, he came back so happy because he said, ask me what I learned. I said, what'd you learn? He said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. And I was like, yeah, I don't know if you're trying to say I'm the devil, but I see your point. That was impressive. So you're not worried about how far you get. You just worry that you took a step. I mean, if we just got from Azuzu to A'udhu, that's good progress. I'm proud of you. And that's the dua we make with Allah Azza wa Jal when we say, عَسَىٰ أَن يَهْدِيَنِي رَبِّي لِأَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا. The final piece of this dua is rashada. First of all, Allah is guiding us to get closer and closer in terms of being upright. In other words, what we learn and what progress we make should make us better people. You shouldn't want to learn Arabic so you understand the Qur'an. You should want to learn Arabic so you can appreciate the Qur'an to become more upright. Like, that's the goal. You could know a lot of Arabic and still be a horrible person. Arabic is not going to make you a good person. You shouldn't say, I'm going to memorize the Qur'an and that's my goal. No, memorize the Qur'an so you can remember Allah's words so it can give you more rashad. Memorizing the Qur'an and getting in ijazah and tajweed and reciting it perfectly and all of that is not going to make you a better person. It's actually, those are means to an end. Don't forget the end. The end is to get closer to being a better person. أَقْرَبَ rashadan, أَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا. And مِنْ هَذَا also. Where am I right now and how can I be a little bit better tomorrow? And this, the beauty of this dua, Allah expects no one to be perfect. Allah expects no one to be perfect. No one to make it all the way to the end. Allah is going to ask me and He's going to ask you, how did you take that little step that I asked you to take? How did you just take that one little step? And you know what? That makes it a lot easier to be optimistic. Because Allah isn't even asking me how many thousands of steps did you take. He's just going to ask me about that one step. And when I take that one step, He's only going to ask me about that one next step. That's all. That's all I'm answerable for. So you no longer get intimidated by what you don't know, what you haven't done, what you haven't accomplished. no, that's no longer a concern for you. What did I get done today? And how is that better from what I did yesterday? What improvements did I make today? This is all. عَسَىٰ أَن يَهْدِيَنِي رَبِّي لِيَقْرَبَ مِنْ هَذَا رَشَدًا. بَارَكَ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ. السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.